Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time for our Best of the Midwest series. It's our Thursday feature where we give you great places to go for a day or a weekend or a week, and we like to make it in the Midwest and as short a drive as we can, and we're not going to send you far this time. Let's go to Geneva, Illinois. Laura Rush is the Communication Director for the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Good to be here.
I know where Geneva is, but we got folks all around the Midwest. What's the best way to position it? A nice suburb of Chicago just west of the city, right?
That is actually perfect. It's very drivable, 40 minutes if you hit the traffic right. But what is really fortunate is that we have a train stop right here in Geneva. So you can hop on Ogilvie Station and you can get right to Geneva, get dropped off in the heart of the downtown.
It's a really cute downtown. It's a nice place to eat. It's a nice place to shop. And December 2nd is kind of a big day on your calendar, right?
This is true. So December 2nd, always the first Friday of December, we do what's called our Christmas Walk. And our Christmas Walk is over 50 years old, and it is probably the beginning of Christmas for a lot of people. It's very tradition. We don't mess with tradition here in Geneva. And Santa arrives. We have carolers. We have even roasted chestnuts. We have shopping. The streets blocked off. And one of the unique things we do is we have the arrival of Santa Lucia, and she is the Swedish symbol of the season. She is the symbol of light, and that is how we honor our Swedish heritage here in Geneva, is by having her arrive with her attendants, tell her story, and then she helps light the tree and our courthouse lawn, which then stays illuminated all season long.
So the town name Geneva is no coincidence, huh?
That is correct. And I mean, we had lots of immigrants come here and help us get Geneva up and running, but we have a very strong Swedish heritage. At one point, people spoke Swedish. Many, many households still had generations that were speaking traditional Swedish in their homes. So we still like to give a nod to our Swedish ancestors.
And is lutefisk a Swedish?
It is. Some people also say it's Danish, but yes, it is Swedish, and I have had it. And I grew up having a Swedish Christmas Eve. So when my husband joined the family, he was not real excited about that. So he chose to partake in McDonald's before we would go to my grandmother's. But I've had lutefisk. I love herring, which people think is crazy. I've had fruit soup. I've had korv, bundus cheese. It's actually, you know what? If you have the right food, it's actually very, very good.
It does sound like one of those. I've had it before, too, and maybe the version of it I had wasn't so great. But that's dried cod rehydrated, right? That's what lutefisk is.
It is. I have had it almost creamed, which does make it a little bit more tasteful.
If a food is described as a rite of passage, then I think you know something about a food. But it's part of the heritage and culture, and I think that's terrific. Let's just talk a little bit more about what's going on. So December 2nd's the big walk. That's a one-day event, right?
Correct. It starts at 6 p.m. With Graham's Chocolates in Geneva. It's kind of an iconic shop. And years ago, the owner, Bob Untied, decided that he wanted to present the first candy cane of the season to the mayor. So they pull in candy cane pullers from all over the country. There are people who do this, and this is their profession. And the first candy cane of the season is then brought on a silk pillow, a procession down the four blocks down 3rd Street, and it's now called Bob's Candy Cane Parade. And he actually passed away a couple years ago, so his family has renamed it. So that actually starts the whole night. And then between 6 and 6:30, all the fun happens right on 3rd Street, dead center. You can't miss it. And then Santa goes to his home and he visits children for the night. People can shop. The carolers continue. The chestnuts roast. And it brings, I've done this for, I can't even tell you how many years, and I grew up here, but I still get a little choked up every time those lights go on the courthouse lawn.
Talk to me about the holiday house tour.
Sure. The holiday house tour is the way that the chamber pays really for Christmas in Geneva. We are tasked with all the greens, the lights, bringing Santa from the North Pole, the carriage rides. So the holiday house tour, the chamber took over about Probably in the 80s. And it is five homes, Geneva homes, professionally decorated by interior and exterior designers. And you buy a ticket and you visit these five homes. You do drive to the homes. They are unfortunately not all together. And it is a way to see not only the homes and the architecture and the history and the collections they have, but also to see what the designers can do to the home. And I would guess you're going to walk away with at least one idea of something you can do, or, oh my gosh, I really want to go into the store and buy that. You can go right to the decorator's store here in Geneva and purchase the item. So the Holiday House Tour is five different homes every single year. So this year we have two historic, which are going to be 100 plus years old. We have two over 8,500 square feet. And then we have one townhome, which the stories and the collections they have are definitely worth going to see. So we're hoping that your listeners would love to do that, and they can purchase tickets online at GenevaChamber.com. They can call our office, which our number is listed on the website, or there are some shops in Geneva that are selling that, also listed on our website. And we would love to welcome anyone. Can't really take the train and do it because you do need to drive, so you will have to get in your car and drive on out here.
It's all good advice. And that's December 2nd and 3rd, so that's just a two-day house tour event, right?
That is correct. Times on Friday are 10 to 8 and 10 to 5 on Saturday. And if you live local, a lot of people will do it over the 2 days because they might want to see certain homes lit at night. And obviously at 2 in the afternoon, you know, you're not going to see those lights. But it's usually, we have sold out before. We can only sell a certain number of tickets because we want to make sure everyone's able to see those five homes. So it has sold out, and tickets this year are going very well. We didn't do it in 2020. We did bring it back last year, but I still think a little people were a little hesitant. Mm-hmm. This year, it looks like everybody's like, let's do it. I'm full in for Christmas this year.
Yeah, I'm getting that feeling around town, too. Laura Rush is the communication director for the Geneva Chamber of Commerce. Any last thing you want to make sure we know to do in Geneva this holiday season?
You know, if you haven't been to Geneva, obviously any time of the year is great, but we really do it well for Christmas. So December 2nd, the lights go on and they will stay illuminated all through the holidays. And we'd love to welcome new visitors, or if you've been here, give it another chance. And as you said earlier, John, the shopping and the restaurants are absolutely phenomenal. We wish everyone a very happy holidays from the Geneva Chamber of Commerce.
Boy, oh boy, doesn't that sound like fun?